Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Howard Moore, our buddy, is back. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball assistant coach joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Coach, how you been?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
We're doing well. So I always talk about the helicopter view. Outside looking in, I'm thinking to myself, what the hell's going on out in Madison? So give me the lowdown on what the hell's going on out in Madison.
Well, if you haven't followed us all year, the thing you got to know is that we've got two pretty key injuries, with Trice and King. And, taking those two guys out of the lineup is, been something we're reeling from and trying to figure out. But, we've got some capable and able guys that are, playing their hearts out and trying to give us all they can on top of being young. So, it's a combination of injuries, of youth, of inexperience. And, this team that we play in the Big Ten are pretty doggone good. So, we're just trying to navigate through all of that. We're putting a lot on Davidson's lap. To score, to run an offense, to play defense, to take charges, to play as tough as he can, as hard as he can, for as long as he can. And then we're asking Ethan Happ to just be the All-American that he's earned the rights to be and, riding those guys' backs and hoping that the rest of the young guys can follow suit.
So a couple of things. First and foremost, even Joe and I were talking about this during the break, that the one thing that's uncharacteristic is turning the ball over. You guys have had some issues with turnovers. I mean, that's first and foremost. If you don't value each possession of the basketball, you're going to end up down real quick, and that's what's happened.
Exactly. And some of that can be, different things. Obviously, when you've got a shorter rotation, fatigue can be a factor. We're trying to get guys to really understand that, every possession matters. We've got to take better care of the ball for sure. But at the same time, playing within yourself, understanding what your limitations are and how we can make sure that we do the right things to not allow those turnovers to occur.
The biggest thing that I've seen has been the stemming of the tide when it comes to runs. Nebraska did it. They went on a run. We saw Rutgers get on a run a little bit. It's trying to stem the tide when the runs start to happen and not let it get out of control, or if you've got a lead, not lose it, and then if they do have a lead, not extend it to a point where all of a sudden you're in such a deep hole, it changes who you are. And that's been part of the problem, hasn't it?
Well, it has, and also defensively. We're having some breakdowns, where, we're not following the rules that we've played with and we've worked on. And, when we break rules defensively, when we get away from what we've, emphasized and worked on, it always comes back to haunt us. And, we've got to stay away from those situations. When you mentioned the runs that teams can go on, some of that can be self-inflicted, live ball turnovers, taking ill-advised shots, those are just like turnovers. And not allowing those situations to occur with a snowball effect where all of a sudden the other team gets, in a little rhythm, they get a run going, and then we're playing from behind. So trying to avoid that as much as possible. But defensive stance, and making sure we get two or three stops in a row if we can. Well, we call three of them in a row a kill. If we can get as many kills as we can, then that's a huge advantage for us, and hopefully we can make them pay on the other end offensively.
I want to go back to the injuries for a minute because I think it's unfair for people to say, well, Greg's got his own guys, and without Bo's guys, he can't do anything. Had Bo had injuries to, say, Frank and Sam and left just Bronson Koenig out there to kind of do his thing on his own, it changes things. And when you lose two of your top guys, it changes things. It's unfair to say, I've said this all along, when you lose two of your top players in college basketball, it's like throwing yourself in a pool and then tying your hands behind your back and saying, swimming as fast and as far as we wanted you to begin with. You can't do it.
Well, it's just more difficult, especially from the standpoint of losing a point guard. We groomed, Trice all last year, playing behind Bronson, getting those opportunities and putting him in position where he can, kind of take control of the you know, of the team this year, and all of a sudden have the setback that he's had. That's tough, you know. And then we're asking Brad, who was thriving off the ball, he's only playing on the ball in situations to kind of rest Meech or give him some breathers here and there. But for the most part now, we're asking him to be the full-time point guard and score and do all the other things that he was doing for us. You know, and these guys are learning on the fly. They're learning on the job. You know, Lean Ford, same bold. You know, even though he redshirted last year, you know, he's getting the moments on the court, you know, and obviously Reavers. You know, so these guys are playing, you know, and they're getting on-the-job training. The other thing about Kobe King was that he was just starting to come along. I mean, if you go back to our Penn State game, he had a great game, you know, and played very well on both ends of the floor. And then you look at the Temple game. I mean, he was there, you know, at the end, and he took the big three to, you know, to tie the ball game up. So he was in there in critical moments and was really coming into his own as a freshman. So you take those critical guys out of our lineup, and, you know, it's really hit. But, again, no one's going to feel sorry for us. We're not looking for sympathy. We got to find a way. And that's what coaches do, and that's what teams do. And, you know, we're just trying to find a way. You know, when Brevin Pritzel went down the day of the Indiana game, you know, the guy stepped up. Mm-hmm. You know, we were able to beat a very good Indiana team that's been able to hold people off. They went up to Minnesota and won. They beat, you know, a very feisty Penn State team at home the other day. And, you know, they've been able to find their way. But, you know, everyone's trying to fight and trying to find answers and solutions and not come up with excuses and, you know, and just try to throw, you know, throw some stuff, you know, on the wall and see what sticks.
Assistant manager's men's basketball coach Howard Moore joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. The one thing I keep coming back to is the ability to score. And you're kind of relying on three guys at this point between Hap, Davidson, right, and Pritzel, not getting much off of the bench. Now, you're not getting a whole lot of minutes out of your bench either. You're basically down to, what, about a six-man rotation, I mean, in reality. So can guys – how do you overcome that? I mean, the question that I have is, do you say, okay, we have to trust X because he's been hitting in practice, and then that guy suddenly becomes a part of your scoring, or do you just stick with what got you there and hope that the guys that are leaders can get you over the hump?
Well, you know, you want to get the ball in the hands of your best players as much as possible and then play off of them. You know, you hear that a lot in basketball, play off your teammates, play off of the, you know, this guy, I'll play off that guy. Obviously, we play off of Ethan Happ, you know, and, you know, that means we're playing off the post feeds. We're playing off of inside-out basketball. You know, that's where everything starts with us. And when you're looking at, you know, what Davidson's been able to do, it's been, you know, inside-out. It's been shot clock situations. It's been, you know, him putting his shoulder down and driving, you know, hitting the open shots. You know, he's been opportunistic, you know, and you know, Lean Ford has been in the same mode of being opportunistic. Brevin's been around a little bit longer, you know, so, you know, he's starting to, you know, look for his opportunities. His confidence as a shooter has been back a little bit. And, you know, even though he's not knocking them down as consistently we like, he's looking for those now and really hunting down those shots. And coach is running some plays for him. So, you know, we want to play through our best player. We want to make sure he touches the ball every possession if we can. And then we try to make the best opportunities out of those post touches or those catches from half. And then in our offense, you know, we got to be a little bit more, you know, methodical. I hate to say that word, but, you know, we do. We have to really, you know, script what we want to do for the most part and make sure we're getting the best shots every possession down. We don't need to be in any hurries. We don't need to, you know, get rushed into mistakes. We just need to take our time, get a good shot, and make sure we get a good shot every possession.
Well, I know you've got, obviously, Purdue, who's leading the Big Ten, coming up. They're next up on the docket. You get a little bit of a reprieve after that, but you still have Michigan State to contend with, and the schedule for the rest of the season doesn't get much easier. But we wish you the best of luck. I it's just one of those things where you look at it and you think, God, you know, what if? But that's not the game you guys can play as a coach. I mean, you can only coach and do with what you got, I guess, is the best way to put it. And right now, it's just a little bit of a struggle finding additional offense for this team. Appreciate it as always, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. There you go. Howard Moore, Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball assistant coach, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.